Now, it's election day today in the country where the Arab Spring began nearly 4 years ago, and the only country where it hasn't been put into complete reverse. It's Tunisia. Hugh Sykes is there for Broadcasting House. Hello, Hugh.
Hello, Paddy. Good morning. Sabah khair. Bonjour. I've got an object for you here. It's a copy of the morning paper, La Presse. The headline is Ozilm to the polls. The subhead here, which is lovely. Je vote, donc je suis. Very Cartesian. I vote, therefore I am. And looking out from a rooftop in the Medina, Tunis old town, there were lots of queues at polling stations since before they opened at 7 o'clock this morning. And a lovely mood. People saying good morning to everybody, friend or stranger in the street, as they went to and fro. Even to me. But stern security as well. Armed police at the polling stations and checkpoint city and out in the countryside because of a threat from hardline, anti-democratic, fundamentalist, Salafist Islamists who believe in the pure Islam, as they see it, of the ancestors, the Salaf. And this requires women, for example, to cover their entire faces. The dean of the Faculty of Literature at Manuba University near here, Habib Kazdagli, is anxious about Salafists, with reason. 3 years ago, the dean suspended one of his women students for refusing to comply with university rules and remove her niqab, her full face covering, during lectures. A few days later, this was recorded in the dean's office on a mobile phone.
Some of girls with niqab enter on my office and they disturb all my papers and my books, and I call the police. Police not came here.
Two women whose faces are completely covered have swept nearly all the papers and the books off the dean's desk and onto the floor. What is she shouting?
The dean is dictator.
A rock was thrown through the dean's office window.
All this was broken. All this.
Big rock?
Big, 1 kilo and a half.
The police kept the rock, but it was the dean who was prosecuted. One of the protesting students said that he'd slapped her on the cheek. If he'd been found guilty of that, he could have been sent to jail for 5 years. He was found not guilty. But he feared a backlash, again with reason. Last year, the Ministry of the Interior told Habib Kazdagli they'd found his name on a Salafist target list.
List for intellectual, for journalist, the Dean Kazdagli was in this list.
The dean now has armed bodyguards.
They stay with me all the day. When I go to the classroom to teach, they go with me.
Can you go out shopping?
No.
And if you want to go to the park with your children?
No, I don't go.
Habib Kazdagli. There was another attempted assault on liberty here, on the liberty of Tunisian women, with a law proposed by the outgoing Ennahda Party government. A Tunis businesswoman, Zainab Gariani, still finds it hard to believe what the law actually proposed.
The law says la femme est complémentaire de l'homme.
The law would have said that women are complementary, in other words, an adjunct to men.
To men.
Subservient.
Yeah, bien sûr, exactly.
The now infamous Article 28 was never passed. Tunisian women mounted mass protests in the street during Ramadan last year.
Tunisian women will never accept to have less rights than men. Women's independent.
Are women liberated in Tunisia?
Completely, completely. We, go out at night, divorce when she decides.
If you want to cover your head, you can, and if you don't, you don't.
Bien sûr, aucun problème.
And it's because of that experience, resisting a reactionary, misogynistic law proposed by a party in Ennahda that claimed to be moderate Islamist, that Zainab Gariani doesn't believe what they say anymore.
I feel they will change the attitude when they will be in power. C'est tellement important, la liberté de la femme. Freedom's woman is so important and so beautiful for the country.
But a former advisor to Ennahda, Professor Abu Yarab Marzouki, says the party is not a wolf in sheep's clothing, that they do believe in universal freedom, for example, for all religious belief, and for none.
If we read the Quranic text, it is necessary to protect Jews, Christians, Islamic,
and atheists.
Yes. We have to let them choose their faith.
It says in the Quran that you have to respect atheists.
Yes.
And Tunis businessman Salah Belhawan is confident that Tunisian enlightenment is irreversible.
Absolutely. Déjà, les Tunisiens ne se mariaient pas, n'épousaient pas deux ou trois femmes.
Absolutely, he says, Tunisian men are only allowed one wife, and their daughters go to school.
Donc, la Tunisie, elle a toujours été en contact avec la civilisation.
Tunisia has always been close to civilization, he says, close to Europe, ancient Rome, Byzantium, France, Spain, Italy.
On a toujours été en contact avec l'Europe.
But in her music-filled hole-in-the-wall shop in a narrow street here in Tunis Medina, the old town, artist and jewellery maker Salwa Jebadi warns against complacency. She says there are still many problems here. Not all children have proper education, and some don't even have enough food.
Very poor people, they haven't something to eat. Education, it's more important than politics. The right to live, the right to eat.
On Salwa's wall, there's a poster. Le peuple est en route. Les dictateurs en déroute. The people are coming. The dictators have gone. Is that true? I asked her. Not yet, she replied. It's a dream. Will you vote on Sunday?
Yes.